Record. It's recording.
All right.
I am a dinosaur.
Welcome to Critically Dry Roleplaying. This is our first actual play that we record. This is not actually the first game we run, although you may be surprised to see that we're pretty bad at running games, especially me, Brandon.
No, no, Brandon's definitely not the worst. It's definitely me.
No, it's me. We're self-deprecating here at...
Not only self-deprecating, but all of us also have low self-esteem.
Self-loathing.
It's like teenage girls calling themselves fat, except there's no second part where everyone comforts everyone else.
We disagree.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of yes-men when it comes to being horrible, horrible people.
Well, we are, so.
No. We're running the classic D&D 3.5, and it's going to be pretty bad. I'm hoping to put a little bit of an interesting spin on it, but it's probably going to miserably fail. Oh, well. All right. So we've already rolled some characters up. If you guys would like to describe characters, or if not, we can move into the game, and once your characters actually meet, if they have not already, we can do descriptions.
It's up to you, Mason.
I think the folks at home would like to know approximately what we are playing as far as that, so we should have two different character sessions. One for the audience.
All right. So,
and the other for us?
Yes.
Go on, then.
So currently I am playing a halfling factotum. I stab things real good.
I'm playing George Ethar. He is a Elan Scion, and he works as a construction worker.
All right. You two...
He's a demolitions worker, I should say.
Okay.
I am a spy currently employed as a cook.
Okay.
All right, you are
total
both...
Total lore fellow.
You are both employed by the Southwell family, outside the great city of Stell.
Stell.
Yes, they live on a rather large manor. You have been contracted for a variety of reasons. You are currently working as a cook, Mason, and you, Cooper, are working as a... you are clearing out a tract of land for some rebuilding. You are both approached by Rethel Southwell, who is the aging patrician of the house, and he asks you to meet him in the sitting room later in the day that you are currently spending time. You can feel free to accept, and you can feel free to not. He doesn't seem... He doesn't seem to have a worrying tone when he approaches you, so...
Yeah, sure. Cool.
Fuck.
Okay.
Good, sure, I'll do that. Yep.
Alright. The house is lavish, lots of reds and deep browns. It's very, very regal. You come into the sitting room and you see Mr. Southwell sitting in a large chair.
What's up, boss?
Hello, I'm just the cook.
Oh, good. Well, as you may or may not know,
nope.
I am not as young as I had once been.
What are you, 32 now?
Oh, you kid. I see why I keep you on. What's your name?
George, boss.
George, boss.
George. No, I'm Tono.
Tono.
My name is George. I'm calling you boss.
Ah, yes, George. Very good.
So, why did you bring us here?
Oh, right. Well, I am not the spring chicken I once was. I need your help. My son is coming of age today. And he is not a chip off the old block.
He's gay?
What? No! Do not say that about my son!
Well, that's...
Pardon me, would I know what's up with his son? I have many knowledges.
Go on. You don't need to make a roll. You both know. His son's a sissy boy. His son loves to read and is in no fit state to take over this... the Southwell family
so
is big in building... land development, and, let's say corruption. And this boy seems to be more interested in, living in tales of fantasy.
I haven't seen any problem with him.
So I should beat him with a pipe?
No, what? No, sir.
No, my
puffing
son...
him up. That's how my dad... That's how my dad taught me. Beat me with a pipe and call me names.
Yes, well...
Wait, where the hell did you get this guy? What? I mean, he's incredible.
Thank you.
My son is a bit far gone for that now. I admit I should have used the rod earlier on, but... live and let live, you know. So, I have thought of a way that he can prove his manliness. He will go to the family tomb and retrieve, my heirloom that I forgot there.
And,
you forgot it there?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
And, what is this heirloom?
Things, boss.
Just so we don't pick up the wrong, heirloom.
It's some amulet. You'll know it when you see it.
And, what other heirlooms are there, just so we don't pick those up?
There shouldn't be anything, just bodies. Bodies, don't take anything on the bodies.
Okay.
Alright.
Wait, why do we need to go with your son? Is it dangerous?
Well, he's not the brightest boy.
So, if he touches anything, hit him with a bat.
What? No! He's very frail. I would be careful with him.
Tap him with a bat.
Don't worry. We'll take care of your son. We'll make sure he gets back in one piece.
Keep an eye on him.
And, what are we getting for doing this?
This is your job.
I'm a cook.
Yes.
Alright. Fair enough.
Wait, so we're just some construction work down there? We're going to level some pillars or something?
No, be very careful.
Don't level anything.
Don't, well...
And
level only what you deem necessary and what you think I would deem necessary.
Alright.
Okay, so you want some restructuring. That's cool. I can do that.
That's a hell of a clarification there, because I really wouldn't trust him with...
What?
With judgment.
Calm down, friend.
What are you saying about me? Look, I respect that you're an educated
good,
man.
Please.
But...
Enough. Get out of my room. You're confused. This is the living room. You get the feeling that this man is a little bit,
senile?
Well, yes, yes. Go! Get my son to the, tomb! Yes! Tomb.
Cool. Yeah.
Alright, get thingy to the nunnery.
Alright, you walk out of the room and you see at the door is a young man, standing in some ill-fitting armor. He is dark-haired and bright-eyed.
Are there any pipes or bats nearby?
No. None that you can see readily.
I will make a spot check.
Go on.
With my +0 modifier, because I have no skills in it, and...
Go on.
A +0 wisdom score.
Holy shit.
7.
You have a +0 wisdom score, too?
There are several posts of wood that are used on the stairs, but you don't think they want you to take those.
Are you the son?
Huh?
Are you the son here?
Are you my companions?
Look,
yes,
kid,
yes, we are.
Rule number one, don't stand in front of me. Rule number two, don't stand behind me. Rule number two, don't stand to the sides. All right.
Wait.
Just keep it clear in present birth.
I know what you want me to do. He runs over to you.
Don't touch me.
Hello. Are you going to take me on an adventure?
I've always
wanted to go on an adventure.
Right.
So you're the son we're supposed to take down
to
the tomb.
Yes, that's me. I am Glum. I am Glum Southwell.
You don't seem very glum to me.
Very good.
So, this is the part where we beat him with a bat, right? What?
What has my father asked you to do?
Something about beating you with a bat?
Ah, what?
Father!
Did you ask him to beat me with a bat? Son? No, no! What?
Pretty sure he's lying. Pretty sure he told us to beat you with a
bat.
I wasn't really paying attention the whole time. Something about leveling pillars or something? I don't remember.
We're here to bring you to your family's tombs, so...
And level the pillars. We're going to level the pillars it up.
So you can get some sort of amulet or something like that.
Amulet? Oh, a quest!
Also,
a quest.
Supposed to take things off the bodies and then level the pillars. Yes.
What? Oh, well, I guess my father knows best.
perhaps we should get on.
That's just to, you know, even things out. You understand, you know, this is, you know, you're good to your companions. You have to be kind to your friends, you understand.
He nods quickly at you. He nods quickly and he steps out of
the... I thought you were saying that in character for a second. I'm like,
no.
He nods quickly.
What?
No, I'm trying to clarify for radio. He nods quickly at you. And he steps outside of the house. Just as you're about to follow him, you hear a feminine voice shouting, boys.
Yeah?
Really? Really? Just because I'm a halfling, you assume I'm a child?
Hey, Steve.
Tunnel, actually.
This is...
Joe, calm down. Alright.
Alright, that's closer.
It is Carlos Southwell shouting from down the stairs.
What do you need, man?
Please take care of my son.
We already charged with that.
Wait, take care as in beat him with bats, or take care as in don't let him get hurt?
I'm fairly sure it's the former, just considering how she called
out
to us.
So do beat him with bats.
She nods at you.
Cool.
You can feel free to sense motive.
Okay. Good.
Fair enough. This is gonna go well.
Okay, wait, who actually pays me?
Yeah, that's what I'm curious. Who actually keeps me employed?
Is she the real power in the house?
She's not. She doesn't directly pay you, but you assume she pays the head servant, which pays you.
Okay, so she is the one who controls the money.
Yes.
That's in the money. So that's just the one who keeps me in the job. All right, so sense motive is at just 18.
All right. You're pretty certain that she just wants very little harm to befall her son. But you don't think that's everything. You're not really certain.
You know, I walk up to her, you know. I would put my hand on her shoulder.
You walk all the way up the stairs to her? With your short-ass half...
Wait. Just for clarification, do beat him with a bat.
What? No!
But he just said the former, then I asked again and you said yes. I'm confused.
No, I meant... Yes, take care of him.
Oh! Okay.
Alright, and, you know, any special requests?
Just make sure he is unharmed.
How unharmed are we talking?
As unharmed as possible.
Do you have any rope?
Actually, yes, I do.
I think we tie him up
please,
and then dump him by the side of the
he needs this for his
tomb.
Confidence. He has to do this.
Can we just get him laid?
What? With what? A
prostitute?
A lowborn whore?
Yeah.
Not for my son.
No, son.
Highborn whore.
What? No whores at all. Go. Get out of my house.
You gotta find a virgin.
All right, but, you know, in case he gets too much trouble, I just pull out a bit of rope out of my, Hewitt's handy hammer, so I just go, like, snap,
we beat
snap.
Him with it. Like, I'm on your level.
Don't beat my son.
Actually, I think you're going way over my level.
No. Pretty sure we're same level.
Okay.
Evidently, the heights are stopping your brain of oxygen.
She walks away.
All right. Yeah, I go.
All right. You walk out of the house. You do not see Glum.
Where is this tomb at?
I actually have absolutely no idea.
Assume
you knew.
I
can probably find out.
For a while until I find the tomb.
Okay. You gonna ask anybody? Or you just gonna walk around?
Do I see anybody?
There is a butler trimming hedges.
Yo, actually, butler!
Actually, would I know? Would I
butler.
Be able
hey,
to find
butler.
It?
Butler!
Yes,
butler!
You know. Yes.
Where's the tomb?
What tomb? What?
Don't there a tomb on the property or something?
There's not a tomb
we're
on the property.
We're supposed to take the boy to the tomb and beat him with bats or something.
That's, there's a graveyard outside of the city. It's maybe a 10-minute walk that way.
Alright, thank you. I walk there.
It's so hard to find good help these days.
Wait. Where'd Glum go?
I assumed the tomb. Let's go.
There it is. Fuck it. Go to the tomb.
Alright. You walk a fair amount of time. You eventually catch up with Glum. He is going, the main road, the most direct path to the tomb. He looks winded. He is probably
hey, Glum,
not used
slow
to
down.
Yes, of course. Must pace myself for the adventure.
Yeah. And, short legs, you know, you could be a little bit mindful, you know.
Huh?
Little kindness for your protector.
What? He's companion. Slow.
Ah, yes,
short.
My companions, yes, of course.
Oh. Also, he's like a little boy because he has no beard. Anyway, so, yeah.
Alright. It is this way, just this way.
And, yep.
He frantically and eagerly leads you to a large stone building, with a door, double doors. There are, runes inlaid above it. It says Stonewall. And he pushes
Wait. This is the Stonewall tomb. We need to go to the Southwell tomb.
What? Oh, yes. Yes, of course. My mistake. He walks around and looks at the other tombs until he sees one. Yeah. Oh, here it is. My mistake.
Does it say Southwell on it?
It does.
Does it have the same spelling?
Yes, it does. As far as you know, you've never seen the... Well, yes, it has the same spelling. You've seen the name spelled.
Good enough for me. Let's go.
He pushes the door open and steps into an atrium.
How large is that?
It's about...
35 by 40?
35 by 40 feet, roundabouts.
I walk into it.
All right.
Yep.
He is looking around. On the walls, there are pictographs telling some story. It looks like the Southwell's family heritage, and there is a blank space on the wall to your right as you walk in.
I will.
That seems to signify the future.
I will examine the building with my knowledge, architecture, and engineering.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
16.
I cannot. Okay.
I'll do the same. 24. And also history for the pictograms.
Oh, wait. I will also roll profession construction worker.
Nice. All right. What are you trying to ascertain?
How stable is this building? 21.
This level is very stable.
Good. This level. I like the sound of that. Also...
Okay, let's go. I examine all of the bodies.
There are no bodies in this particular room.
All right.
What is in this room?
There are... two doors on the opposite wall to the one that you entered. They both appear to go downwards with stairs spiraling. And in the middle of that, there is a large decorative sword.
So you said take the things, right? I'm pretty sure it said take things.
Take things?
Yeah.
So you think I should take the sword?
Yeah.
Ah!
Right. Very heroic.
He walks over and begins to try to pry the sword off the wall.
I'll wait for him to do it.
All right.
I check for traps.
Okay. He's gonna go, so you better hurry.
Related to the sword. Alright, spending a,
point inspiration?
On that?
Yep.
He tugs futilely at the sword.
Alright.
You know what to. What's his strength bonus? Negative one?
Yeah. Alright, so 20 on my, trap spawning.
This particular thing does not seem to be trapped.
Yeah, let him have at it.
As he makes another attempt, he finds purchase in the wall, but does not manage to pull anything away from it.
No,
I'm
kid.
Waiting. I'm going to wait for him to be done.
All right,
kid. Hey, hello, listen to me.
Yes.
I hold up a crowbar.
What? Oh, you are very smart, companion. Alright, he manages to get the sword off the wall. He picks it up. It is almost as long as he is, and he has a very difficult time holding it. Ah, yes! A sword for a hero like me!
Yep. Alright, let's go.
Let's keep going!
Is, like, the sword, you know, mentioned in any of the murals?
No.
Nope. Cool.
Which way are we gonna go down, left or right? I'm asking him.
Right is right?
Go, right!
Alright, right? Alright! And he...
I'm letting him go first.
Steps to the stairs.
Hey! Wait, up!
And he trips. And you hear him scream as he begins sliding somehow. down the spiral staircase. You look and you see that the stairs appear to be oiled.
No, cool. Cool.
Ow!
I'll slot him a butt.
You'll do what?
I'll slot him a butt down the stairs.
Okay. You do so.
I, too, try to tumble with some dignity down the stairs. I roll my tumble.
Oh, so, George Ethar is a large, portly construction worker.
Alright.
Like, he is not okay. A nimble man.
Well, you're fine. As long as you took time...
Yep.
You're fine.
I'm very patient.
36.
Okay. That's pretty soon. That's not good. I need my pencil. Alright. So, you manage to carefully tumble down. You very nearly fall onto Glum, as he has not stood up yet, still reeling in pain. He almost fell on his sword.
I'm very happy with my choices!
Now, sir, are you alright?
Yes.
Hey.
Just a little, you know,
now.
Pain, huh?
Pain is all part of the adventure, remember.
Of course.
A little bit of pain makes you better. Makes the adventure more...
I pull out my wand adventure worthy. With it. He gets healed. 6 hit points!
Okay. Hold on, I gotta figure this room. Okay.
Feeling better, kid?
Yes, I feel very good.
Cool!
This room is a bit shorter. There are crevices on the, we'll just call this north. The side they entered on is north. There is 2 crevices on the east wall, 3 crevices on the south wall, 1 crevice, 2 crevices on the west wall, along with the door on the west wall.
All right, I am examining the crevices.
They're crevices built for bodies.
I start pulling them out. Is this the one with the amulet?
Which is the one that you pull out first?
The one on the rightmost. Wait.
The one nearest to us on the
right. You came down here.
Okay. I was going to say rightmost southern one. Did he say do take the stuff from the bodies?
Well, I think he said... Well, actually, between you and me, I think he said didn't.
Wait.
Oh,
wait,
okay. Wait. Yeah, don't touch the bodies, kid.
Don't touch the bodies?
Yeah, that's what your dad said. Don't touch the bodies. Okay. Let's go. I go through the door.
He's right. As you begin to step out of the room, a thing happens. You might want to make perception checks to see if you see the thing happening before it happens.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Very
spot.
Good.
Great. Critical
failure.
Wait. Can I retroactively take flaws and make my perception even worse?
No.
Darn it.
All right. 23.
All right. Just a moment. I assume it would be a...
Bugbear.
Yes, it's a bugbear.
It's the Tarrasque!
The crevice is a bugbear. Good luck. Actually, you're fine. I need to find the scale. Man, this is organized well. Oh. Oh, okay. There is a... Alright, just as you begin to look... as you entered... how should we do this? I should have given you guys spot checks when you entered.
Wait, is it dark down here?
No.
Okay.
There are torches in the...
They're always brackets. Lit.
They are ever-burning torches.
Okay.
I mean, they produce no heat, because of magic. Did you guys...
It's cold as a...
Carefully
wait.
Examine the bodies, or did you...
I was examining the bodies. I was looking in the crevasses I rolled.
All right, then.
Yeah,
the moment you examine the bodies, you look down and you see that there's something not quite right with 2 of them. They have fangs. And when that happens, please roll initiative.
Yep. 1.
Oh my god. You're a king. Those are your good dice, you said, right?
Yep.
I see.
Oh, nice. Excuse me. They're the dice that roll well for the BM.
Nice. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Alright, so I've got 7.
7? Okay.
3.
We are the kings of initiative.
Let's see, what can I do to hurt things?
I get 23 on knowledge arcana to identify them.
Hold on, you have not acted yet.
Knowledge can be done anytime.
Okay.
Regardless of action.
You said 23?
Yep.
That is CR plus 15? Or is it CR plus 20? The DC for a knowledge check on a creature.
It depends on the information. Looking to reveal. The information... There's two ways to do it. Number one, you can do a CR plus a number, which can be a number of one, depending on how difficult the check would be. Or you can do it, like, depending on how high their skill check is, you can give them different information. Like, okay. For me, if I roll a Knowledge Arcana, 9. You'd say, like, they're people!
They're magic of some sort, probably.
Maybe. No, not really.
But if like a 23, it would be... You could give them, like, oh...
Oh, no. Oh, no. And... Okay. So, with your 23 on Knowledge Arcana, you vaguely recognize these things as Aranea, which are shape-shifting spiders. Sometimes they hold things for ransom. That's all you can really remember.
Well, and fuck.
There is one. Please place yourselves on the board, actually. So these are the two places where there were.
I was walking through the door.
Okay. So you're the D4?
Yeah, I was examining these things, so.
I am the pin. Don't hurt yourself.
Lum was beginning to head to the exit.
I also was doing that.
Okay. So, first up is the first Mr. Aranea. He is going to... Oh, no. Alright.
Oh, wait, did you want to get snacks?
Maybe. Why?
Okay, just wondering.
Okay. I mean, I think you have stuff upstairs, so I won't worry about it. So the first one is going to cast a web. So.
Thing one and thing two, I assume?
I believe I make a touch AC check. Do I not?
For a web?
Web's area of effect.
No, this is the spell. It's as.
Like, it'll say in the. It should say in the.
Yeah, I see it. This is a 10 hit Glum's AC.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Touch AC, definitely.
Okay. So that thing does that, and it's going to scurry out.
Okay, that works.
Glum attempts to struggle out of the web. He screams. He actually succeeds in ripping the web off himself, and he is going to... make a swing with the unwieldy sword at the Aranea.
Come on, nat 20.
And he misses miserably, just missing Cooper. Well, not Cooper. What's your name again? George?
George.
Just missing George. Mason, you're... Tunnel, you're up. There appears to be an Aranea right in front of you. It is still in humanoid form, as the other one.
I am going to tumble 5, 10, 15, 20.
Okay.
To avoid attack opportunity.
So 5, DC, 15.
Yep. And I made it.
Alright.
Assuming the ground's clean.
No, it's clean.
Wait, actually, this guy hasn't moved yet, so I'm going to stay here. I'm going to try my Yaijutsu.
Okay. For some reason you have Yaijutsu? Let's do this.
It's just something I picked up.
Alright.
It's quick stabbing. As I like to call it.
Right, I know some samurai. They're complete warriors, you can say, and therefore are awful.
I'm like a samurai, except just better in every way.
Wait, you're playing a commoner?
No, factotum.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of like commoner, except worse.
Alright, so that's...
If you mean worse... 40. 40 what?
To attack?
40 to hit?
That's 40 on my Yaijutsu, so if I do hit, I will get plus 66.
Okay. Well, you hit it, I guess.
I mean, if I hit, I will.
If you hit, I'm assuming you'll hit.
I crit, actually.
Okay. Go on.
Crit is not confirmed.
All right,
so...
So roll a lot of dice.
All right, that's...
14,
19, 22,
28.
28
plus
4?
32.
32. All right, you see it begin to stir, and you just...
Fuck!
What weapon are you using?
I'm using a Masterwork Silver Dagger. Kukri,
okay.
Actually.
Kukri? All right, you lop off its head, and its body shifts back into a spider, missing the top part of the thorax. As a gross ichor comes upon your sword.
I scream the entire way.
Alright. So he is no more. Cooper, you're up. Or no, he's dead. Cooper, you're up.
Okay, I will energy stun him.
Okay.
I don't need to make it, because that's an explosion attack. Okay, you need to make a DC 6, 8, and then...
Is this a burst? Do you control who the targets are?
I'm placing it here, or here. It is a 5-foot radius, so I will hit
him.
So
with him and him only. All right.
Yes.
And you need a reflex save first?
Yes, reflex save first, and it is DC 2, 18, and then it's 3.
Well, he doesn't make the reflex save.
Okay. so he takes... He takes 5d6 damage, right. And then he makes a will save or else he's stunned.
Well, let's see if he's stunned if he lives. What was the DC?
21?
No.
Okay.
So he's going to be stunned no matter what. Quite possibly he's dead. Maybe not.
Cooper, you are the best roller who ever lived.
3 1s, 2 2s, and a 6!
Right, that would be 13.
Yes.
Alright, what type of energy was that?
That is electricity.
Alright, so you have
so
a
you
crispy
have a taser.
Spider, but it still is moving. It just seems a little bit,
So, Cooper.
Dazed and stunned.
You
right
fire
now.
A taser with your mind.
Yeah!
Right.
Keep away the hobos from the
that brings
design.
It back to Glum. Glum is going to now strike at the immobilized target.
It is stunned till my next turn.
Yes.
So.
Whoa! That's really good.
And he is not going to hit. In fact, he gets very, very close to hitting you, George. Mason, you're up.
5, 10, 15, 20. I'm going to try my Yaijutsu and swing at it because it's flat-footed.
Okay. It's stunned, and you are going to use your death hobo magic to kill it good. Go on.
I think that's enough.
Okay, sure. Whatever you say.
That's 25.
Why didn't you just let me play a Spellpower Erudite? Then we'd be
You know what I should have said? I should have said, maybe we should play this in something that isn't 3.5. And I thought, no, I'll let him make characters. I'm sure it'll be fine.
My character's doing fine. His? Did you see what he's doing?
Do your damage, Mason.
I'm so sorry, sweetie.
Don't apologize to me. Play the fucking character.
Actually, he's not sorry at all, listeners at home. He is...
I'm actually crying right now.
With
it's
joy. You're just an asshole. That's how it was down to.
I don't want to hear your fucking sob story. I want to hear how much damage you fucking do with your fucking dice.
Alright. That's 66 again. That's
all right, go
24.
Ahead. Roll the fucking dice. He's helpless, if that matters. You could have fucking coup de grace if you could move fast enough.
Ow.
Yeah, that's
actually,
a dead,
putting coup de grace on floor on action.
That's
so.
A dead... you can take it as a feat, but it's not.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the spider's dead.
Yep.
Ow.
Alright, I turn around and go to the next door.
There's so much blood.
Glum is
so
trying to get the rest of the web off of his feet, and he is screaming a little bit.
Oh, hey! 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 Hey, Glum.
What?
Hey, hit me with that sword.
What were those?
Hey! Hey! Calm down.
Okay.
Calm down.
I'm calm.
If you hit me with the sword, I will kill you.
I didn't hit you.
I will explode you!
Actually, Glum, think tactically here for a minute. You're swinging a really big sword in a confined area. Here, you might want a shorter blade. I hand him one of the knives out of my...
Good! A true weapon! What is this made of?
A sword?
Quicksilver? Some sort of calcum? What is this?
It's a wonderful material called steel.
Steel.
Hey, can I see that big sword you have?
Ah, yes, of course.
I put it in my hero's head, haversack. Let's go!
How did you... Oh, sir,
magic.
You are magic!
I am.
Actually, he kind of is. Didn't you see what he just did to that spider?
What? That was you? I thought that was me.
No.
Wow.
No, kid, you're not special at all.
Oh. What?
No, he's very special.
No, he's not. Don't lie to him.
No, like, special.
Oh!
Finger quotes.
What?
Special. Yeah.
Oh, you're very special. You're an excellent warrior.
Finger quotes doesn't sound like something that translates to podcast. Onward to adventure!
I hate you. I mean...
What?
Yeah.
No.
So I walk into the next room.
Room appears to be shaped very similarly.
All knowledge, architecture, and engineering. Wait. Is it stable? 17!
This level mostly feels pretty stable. As far as you know, the stonework is very sturdy.
I'll take his work on it.
Okay.
I'm sure he knows what he's talking about.
Fresh construction order for the same thing? 26!
Looks good.
Was that an encounter?
Yes, that was an encounter. refresh your magic death over points.
Wait, did you take font of inspiration for all of your feats, Mason?
No, I actually didn't.
Oh, wow.
Just most of them?
Just most of them.
Okay,
just
good.
Fuck you, Mason.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So you
no,
enter
you're not.
The room.
Don't lie to me.
You enter from the east. Here. There is a set of stone doors to the south, the north, and the west. There is also another alcove on the east wall.
Wait, did he say where the amulet was going to be?
He didn't. He just said we'd know it when we found it.
Alright, let's keep going.
I knew it! It is some sort of relic. This will be great.
Yeah. I can just go to the next door.
Which one?
Wait, did you say
look
the
at the alcove.
Door.
The one they're right next to. One of my friends right next to.
A body with old, tattered clothes. The clothes aren't exactly poor quality, but you don't think you would be able to fetch much.
The left one. The left to my... The
left to what you came in as?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
Next to the pin.
There's a stone door there.
Yeah, I open it.
Alright, you open the door, make me a reflex save.
Okay. I will use my racial ability that gives me +4 to saves.
By spending a power point?
Yes.
Magic. Elans are magic people.
They are literally made of magics.
That is a 24.
Oh. Hey, can you be quiet over there? I'm trying to look at this body.
Believe you're okay. Oh, my mistake. You don't have to make a reflex save. I have to make an attack roll. I forgot how...
Oh. Well, I guess I get the...
Okay, does a 37 hit you?
No. What? Yeah, it doesn't.
Okay. I see. Allow me to roll damage, people? That would be 18 points of damage as you were struck by 4 darts.
Okay, I will spend 9 power points to prevent all of that.
Okay, magic death hobo number 2. Oh, adventure! Look at those darts!
You're going through the door first every time from now on.
Oh,
you're the bravest of us all.
Actually, I'm going to take a look at all of those doors before you go through them.
Okay.
Just make sure it's safe for you.
Push the kid through the door.
Alright, you push the kid. You do not hear any screaming. You assume that he did not immediately encounter a wall of darts. He opens the next door, and it opens into a room... Let's see. slightly wider than the one you're currently in.
Mm-hmm. I search it.
In the middle, okay, you enter from here. Hold on, I have to describe. There is a... I'll just take these. There is a sarcophagus-type arrangement sitting in the middle of the room, and on the walls there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, five alcoves. One here, two here, two here.
26.
Hey, kid, go push open the sarcophagus.
What? Oh, you think that the amulet could be there?
Yep.
Yes.
All right.
But I searched.
Okay. Where would you like to search first?
Particularly around the sarcophagus.
Okay, you walk over around the same time as Glum, unless you stop him. And he begins to push off the sarcophagus, and you hold it firm as you look around. There do not... What was your search check?
26.
26. You do not seem to detect any traps.
I shrug my shoulders.
I'm just going to stand back next to the door.
Okay.
Lean back, watch.
Glum attempts to push open the sarcophagus. You, George, can I have that crowbar again?
I don't know. Actually, if it
was that was mine.
Can I have that again? Thank you.
Excuse me. Yes.
I'm going to push this open. Yes! Ha! And he pushes it open, and please roll initiative as a bony hand reaches out and grabs Glum.
Five.
Six.
God damn it. Yeah!
We're so good at this game.
So
I know. Awesome.
To all you listeners at home, we're awful at this game. Cat! Hey! Stop!
This game's all about rolling dice, right?
The cat was just trying to eat ash. Like, out of a bucket. From the fireplace.
Go like, home, cat. You're drunk.
Which ash? Ash from Final Fantasy XII? Ash from...
Pokemon! Pokemon!
It's obviously Ash from Evil Dead. I mean, how do you think he lost the hand? Cats.
Okay. Isn't what's-his-face, Lee Anderson, just the worst character?
From Arkham Horror?
Yeah.
Leo Anderson, the expedition leader?
Yeah.
He's terrible.
Actually, Glum miraculously darts backwards as a bony hand reaches for him, and he steps back. So, out climbs with your awesome... Actually, I want to see their initiative first. What did you guys get again?
Six.
Five.
Okay. Well, out from the alcoves spring some small skeletons. They look like halflings. Long dead
you
servants.
Assholes! You buried my halfling brethren!
Oh, shut up.
Hey, I can milk this for a little bit of drama.
You're worse than the goblins. Jesus.
Hey, that's racist.
Glum glances around and screams. Let's see if he acts before. He does! 2 20s in a roll, Glum. You're great.
Ha! The NPC is for the win.
He's already the stalwart hero of the land.
He's going to swing at the skeleton in front of him that he just darted back from. Back, foul demon! And he misses wildly as he swings with a silver dagger.
Yeah.
A steel dagger, rather. Sorry.
Yeah, a halfling knife.
Excuse me. Because how many? So there are eight?
There's ten.
Ten halflings. And the thing in the crypt.
No. There's ten total. It was also a halfling skeleton.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Mm-hmm. All right. That would be... I want to say it was the halflings. Yeah. All right. So, do these things get regular actions? It looks like they do. Well, they're going to swarm.
Skeletons only get one action per round.
I thought that was zombies.
I'm pretty sure. Okay, yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah. So this one is going to move up to you and swing at you, Mr. George. It might hit. Does a... Oh, that might be a crit threat. No, okay. Wait, does a...
If it's above 12, if it's 12 or above, it hits.
Actually, it does not hit.
What?
Huh?
What did it roll?
A 9.
Oh, I thought...
Confirm. still hit. I don't know why I'm rolling that for damage. It still hit you. That was rolled to confirm.
So I'm saying, like, I thought you rolled 18. I'm like, yeah, that hit.
2 points of damage. It strikes you with a very small scimitar. This one's going to step up to the halfling and attempt to swing at it. Does a 13 hit you?
No.
Okay. This one's going to step up to the halfling. Does an 18 hit you?
No, actually, it does not.
Okay. This one will also step up to the halfling.
Oh, I get an attack from... No, it doesn't. No, I don't.
No, you don't.
No.
11's not going to hit. These ones are going to begin to swarm Glum.
Glum.
Glum, glum, glum.
Why is Glum so glum?
Because he's being attacked by tiny skeletons. Or small skeletons, not tiny skeletons. That would be ridiculous.
They would be pixies.
Oh, Glum. Oh, no. Okay, Glum takes an amount of damage that is undisclosed. And he screams immediately. He is not okay with being hit by skeletons. These skeletons are not smart enough to move for their companions. This one is going to swing. Gonna miss.
What?
I'm going back.
Okay, good night, Mom. I love you. Close the door, please.
Up. Good night. I love you, too. Make sure you do the dishes and put the food away.
Okay.
This one will move up and swing at George. He will miss. Oh, no, wait. With flanking, does a 13 hit you?
Yes.
Okay. Take 2 points of damage.
Okay.
All right, now, which one of you two rolled the higher number?
I rolled a 6.
All right, you go first, Mr. E.I. Jutsu.
Fortunately, everything moved.
That's true.
You could flank something with me.
I could.
You're going to like my next move, Swing.
Am I?
Yeah. Do you think they could beat a... Let's see, that's 2... It's 17. 19. No, wait, yeah, 17.
Ha-ha-ha! Okay. Opportunistic piety, motherfucker.
You're going to pray to a god? Are you going to turn? Please. Are you going to turn undead with magic hobo powers?
Come on, halfling god! Come on, halfling god!
I hate you. Roll your fucking thing.
Alright.
Turn!
Alright, I've never played anything remotely resembling a cleric before, so...
You roll a level check against the undead. Against their CR.
Their CR or their hit dice?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I said hit dice, yeah.
Because one of them is lower than the other one.
The hit dice is lowest? CR is lowest? CR is 1/2. 1. Quarter.
1d20 plus one charisma third. Modifier. 10.
And what... I'm assuming he has to...
It gives it hit dice and the most powerful undead I can affect.
10?
10.
Okay. Alright. Yeah.
Isn't that the total hit dice you can affect?
That's the total hit dice I can affect. Okay. So I assume all these guys have 1 hit dice?
That is correct.
Good, now I can try turning damage. Roll 2d6 plus your cleric level. So it's my thing, it says the effective cleric level is my factotum level.
So 2d6 plus 6.
2d6 plus 6.
And if?
Plus my charisma modifier.
And if? If your total dice is 1 billion, you... There's an epic level feat that just turns everything that comes within 30 feet of you. Automatically.
Of any hit dice?
No. Basically,
okay, and this is how I determine how many hit dice worth of undead I can affect. I can affect up to 10.
Anything you could turn, you do turn?
You get a turn check automatically against every... I think, yeah. I believe it's anything you could turn, you do turn.
Okay.
Alright, so I can affect... 16 hit dice worth of undead this turn.
Okay.
Maximum of 10. So,
first... Wait, what?
That did not make any sense, what you just said. I can affect 16 hit dice of undead, a maximum of 10.
Maximum of 10 for the highest hit dice of a creature I can
affect. Oh, I see what you're saying. So you affect a total of 16 with the highest...
Turning rules are fun. We never learn them because they're fun.
Yeah, man, we play so many clerics.
They're so much fun.
Pretty sure every character we've ever played is a cleric. Pretty sure.
I think you're mixing up every with none.
Yeah.
Cooper is currently trying to remove the staples from his mouth.
It's working.
Good plan. Alright.
Dungeons and Dragons, the bookending.
Can I just take my turn? It'll take less time, I promise.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so I use Energy Missile. I hit 6 of them for 66 damage.
6d6?
Yeah.
Do they get any kind of saves?
All reflex for half.
Alright, let's do...
D6 20. How many undead all halflings right.
no.
are there?
No. There's 10. No.
10?
Did you affect all of them?
So, no. yeah, they just flee.
Alright, they begin to run.
Okay. Let me do this for each individual one. What's their HP?
A number.
Okay, this is a lot more than a number, I assume. This is 10, 21, 21 for the first one.
Okay. One of them will explode in what type of energy?
Electricity. This is 21 for the second one.
Okay. That one will also explode in electricity. We'll just go going out from you.
Then 26 electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Then this is 4, right? Yeah.
Yes.
This is my fifth one, so this is 25 electricity.
Yes.
And then 23 electricity.
They are all savaged by horrible electricity. Their bones fall crackling to the ground. You feel a phantom pain for your long-dead halfling brethren.
Hey, I asked the halfling god
so there were,
to deliver vengeance, and he did.
I just killed 6, and now there are 5 left.
Sorry.
Okay.
Hey, no longer feel any pain. I called upon the halfling god, and the halfling god... Oh, shit. That's the god of humans, isn't it?
What?
Glum will run up and strike the now fleeing skeletons.
Don't call me.
He crits.
Yay,
Glum. Rolls to confirm. Confirms. And this is a halfling dagger, you said?
Yep, 1d3.
Kill me.
What is the crit on a dagger? Is it times 2?
Yeah.
Times 2.
18 to 20 times 2.
Okay.
Or... 90 to 20, I think. That's good.
3. Is he going to get past their DR?
No.
So, he he can't even critically hit a skeleton. My mistake. Well, he does not... He hits it. There seems to be no noticeable damage. It is Mason's turn.
I only do precision damage. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Flaming sphere.
All right. Let's roll a fucking flaming ball around the room.
That's a 20-foot radius.
No. Actually, I know that.
That's a 20-foot radius. No.
No, it's not.
No, it's
even
not.
Higher. It is not 20-foot radius. It's a 20-foot diameter, which still in this room...
is
too
red.
Big!
Too big.
Too big.
Well, if I send it in this direction...
Very good. Let's roll a flaming ball
Let's
around.
Let's kill Glum.
Near Glum.
On Glum.
Should take care of my boy, not roast him. Let's all laugh. Ha.
Alright, so I am just going to... I can Scorching Ray.
Scorching Ray away.
Scorching Ray. I will try to... Scorching Ray's a touch attack, isn't it? I think so.
I have a case of DM guilt.
Because you're killing Glum?
Because I should have made it more difficult. It's okay, though.
You can make it more difficult from now on.
Yeah, on the fly.
I probably will, in fact. Or I'll just make it more difficult in different ways.
Glum just gets dumber and dumber every second he's in this tomb.
Has he really impressed you with his
yeah,
daring...
I'm impressed.
Alright, so... Wait, is that a critical for Scorching Ray?
Go ahead and roll it.
Yeah, anything that can hit on
the top. They're skeletons, fuck you.
That requires an attack roll.
They're immune. They're immune. They still die. Which ones do you hit?
Just Scorching Ray, so that one.
Okay.
How long do they sleep for? Oh, this is next turn? Okay, yeah. I hit them with another energy missile. I only need to do 3.
Alright.
I'm only going to do 3d6 for each.
Okay, so they have a chance.
Yeah, reflex half.
Is the save lower for this?
17.
17? Okay, that one's not. That one's also not. That one makes it.
Cool. Well, that's, let's just say this one that made it, that is a 15.
Mm-hmm.
For one that failed, it's a 7. The next one is a 9.
I blew one half of my spells for the day.
Is that electricity again?
Yeah.
They fall writhing to the ground and then stop writhing.
I look in the tomb, in the sarcophagus.
There's a set of stairs.
Glum, go down these stairs.
What?
But there's...
No. For adventure, Glum!
Glum, it's perfectly all right down there.
Is that a bluff check?
That's not a bluff check. That was my role to make sure there's traps.
To make sure there's traps?
No, to check if there are traps.
If there's not in there, I'm going to build some so there's traps.
Yeah. I rolled a 7, so...
Nope, no traps.
Glum, there's no traps.
He believes you implicitly. He begins to go down the stairs. You do not hear screaming immediately. Will you follow him?
I head down. There's no traps. They didn't expect to skip past
the halflings. I'm waiting for a little bit first.
They didn't expect to skip past the halflings. There's no traps.
Okay.
Okay, now I go down.
Alright, you end up in a small room.
Slightly larger.
Slightly larger small room. Oh, I can't use these dungeon tiles. Should have brought my battle mat.
I'm sorry, Sweeney, I'm awful.
It's your fault.
It is. How large are you trying to make it?
Yes, this.
Okay.
This is perfect.
So it's 6x6?
There we go.
I hate everyone.
Whatever. Alright.
10!
You climb down the stairs. The stairs are that. Glum is already down the stairs. There's a door on the south wall.
Glum, go check out the door.
What? All right. He walks over and opens the door.
Nah.
Okay. Okay. So Glum ducks and a large wall of darts fly out. They all hit the stairs. You manage to not be affected. Both of you. I disarmed that trap handily, did I not?
Yep.
You did a fantastic job.
Onward! And he runs down
the
hallway.
You really have a talent for this.
I guess I follow
25 for bluff. Check. Just, he really has a talent for it.
He absolutely believed you.
I follow at a slow walk.
Alright.
I try to get as close to him as possible. Unfortunately, my halfling legs won't carry me.
The amulet! I found it!
Yeah, that's a candle. All
right.
I look at it.
Well,
I spot it.
You guys, it opens up into a large room.
I look for anything that would be problematic in the room.
Yeah.
That was a.
Yeah. Psycraft on the amulet. Go.
You do not detect any obvious psionics. You do not detect
concentration. Any obvious
psionics.
All right,
28 on concentration.
You concentrate hard and realize you do not detect any obvious psionics.
All right, 29 for anything problematic in the room. For spot, just looking for traps and
problems. No, you don't see any traps from a distance with a 29.
Cool.
There is an amulet up here. On the wall with the amulet, on the east wall, there are some rather large, arcane lines drawn. The other walls are just rough hewn stone. There's a set of stairs leading up to the amulet, and Glum will rush over.
I don't stop him.
Alright. And he will grab it. Oh, poor Glum. Oh, God. Alright. Let's see, what is his... Oh, no. Okay. He grabs the amulet and says, "Ew, what is this on the amulet? It's sticky, it's gross." Ugh.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck.
Oh, well. And he puts the amulet on. Alright, friends, are you ready to go? He passes out.
I walk over and I poke him with a wand of cure light wounds.
Nothing.
Is he dead?
You don't see him breathing.
Poke him again with a wand of cure light wounds.
I don't have healing skill.
Not impressed anymore.
But I roll my heal skill anyway. An 11. Is he breathing?
Very, very faintly. His heart's not really beating quickly.
I pull the sword out of my backpack and I'm trying to, like, lift the amulet over him.
Well, I have a pair of gloves, so I try to get the amulet off of him.
Okay, you pull the amulet off easily. It has some kind of sticky substance on it.
Psycraft, go!
How should I roll? This is not psionic in nature.
Good!
You know for a fact it is not psionic in nature.
Well, seeing the amulet and seeing the sticky stuff is two different things. That's why there had to be two different checks, Sweeney.
No, Sweeney, you can't be naked. This is not a XXX podcast.
So what is happening?
Well, it's obviously a contact poison of some kind. So I'm going to shove it in my bag for later use.
Alright, you shove it in your bag.
You have the heir to a powerful family lying, possibly dying at your feet.
I keep poking with Lana Carolina. Does it do anything?
No.
Wait, how much does it heal each time?
1d8 plus 1.
How much maximum hit points does he have?
There are more than one kinds of damage in Dungeons & Dragons
2.5. Well, no, but if he takes twice his hit points... In positive energy,
no,
he explodes.
I don't think that's real.
That is real.
Will to disbelieve.
That is real.
No, actually, that's true.
Is it really?
Yes. But cure spells can only go up to your hit points.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's fine. Actually, he's better than he was, because the wounds he got from the skeletons go away.
At least he didn't hit by darts. I will... Do I have a tattoo that will help with this?
Oh, by the way, the psionic foreman is covered in psionic tattoos.
Yes, completely covered in psionic tattoos.
I can't believe I didn't
notice
that
before.
Ladies
and gentlemen, this is why you have a character creation session.
Why wouldn't I not be covered in psionic tattoos? It's cool!
What percentage of your wealth went to psionic tattoos?
Most of it. No, probably like half, I'd say.
Three quarters.
No, just half.
85%.
They're very affordable, and I don't have enough room on my body.
Surprisingly, they are. Like, a first-level psionic tattoo is only 50 gold.
Then again, it is a tattoo.
I have nothing that would help. I could bestow power points upon him.
That might help. Maybe he's an Elan. Maybe he can ignore some of the damages.
Okay.
I have no heal skill. Let's pull his ass out of here.
We should put his body in my bag and then go.
You're going to put him in your Heward's handy haversack.
Yeah, as long as I don't close the top, air gets through.
Okay. What's the weight limit on those?
Are the things all stored together?
Oh, wait.
You have a sword in there.
Yeah, they're stored together, but what's the weight limit?
I pulled the sword out, actually. Yeah, he might be too heavy for it. How much does he weigh?
He's pretty scrawny. He's looking pretty scrawny.
I take the armor off and I try to put him in the bag.
Make me some sort of roll.
If you had, like, profession merchant, you could just buy this
packing. To shove him bodily into the bag.
It expands. I just put the bag on the floor and scoot it around him.
Okay, don't make a check. You scoot the bag around the body. You now have a bag.
Okay, I keep the flap open, and I carry it out.
Alright. Do you guys walk back out?
Yep.
You walk back up the stairs?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Alright, you walk into the room where there were once many, many pieces of halfling skeleton, but they are no longer pieces of halfling skeleton. They are now one big skeleton.
Oh, cool.
Yes. So, please go ahead and roll initiative. You might beat him this time.
I don't know where my d20 is.
Guess how many I rolled.
So effective for me. Oh,
11.
11?
11 also! Ha ha ha!
Okay.
This is the best game ever.
You're going to move before it. It is large and it has four halfling heads instead of one regular head.
I hit everyone.
I love everyone.
Good thing they had so many halfling skeletons, otherwise it would be very difficult to make such a large skeleton.
Now is the time for Flaming Sphere. I'm going to use my last spell of the day, and I'm going to roll a flaming spear at it.
Alright, do it.
Okay.
The air, it is undead.
I will use energy push. First off, it is a DC, 18 for half, reflex.
Yeah, he's not gonna get the half damage.
That's 3d6, plus, what's that, that's 3d6. Okay, then he makes a strength check and CC 18.
Okay. He's alright.
Okay, he gets hit for 7 damage.
7 damage.
And he's pushed back 10 feet. Does he hit a wall?
Yes.
Then he takes an additional 3d6 damage. That is 14.
Okay, so a total of 21 damage.
Yes.
Alright, a couple pieces fall off, one of the halfling heads fall off, but it still looks menacing and it still looks like it's about to charge you.
Alright, 2d6. Reflex negates.
Negates? Ugh.
Flaming Spear is a terrible spell. Does a 19 DC make it?
But it's continuous.
19 DC makes it?
I forget how to determine DCs for spells?
Spell level, plus your main casting modifier, plus 10.
Plus 10?
Plus 10.
So yeah.
Flaming Spear is a second level spell.
Yeah, so it's 18.
So
he makes 19, he's fine.
Yep.
Alright, he is going to charge the person that hit him with psychic energy.
That's fair. Oh, that was also 5.
And he actually, does a 13 hit you?
Yep.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Snake eyes. Take 6 points of damage as he hits you with a large club made of
spend
more.
Three
halfling bones, and you spend power points to negate the damage.
Yes.
Okay.
Funny thing, at
your turn.
20th level, a silent can negate over 700, over 8, over 720 points of damage. Anyway, so I will. How far is he from the wall now?
He is on the wall. Or no, he's back where he was.
Okay, I will energy push him again.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, that is 7 damage again.
Yes.
Nice.
He gets pushed back into the wall again. Or first strength check first.
So so he gets pushed back into the flaming sphere.
Actually, how much? What's the DC? 19?
Yes.
He makes a strength check.
Okay. Then doesn't get pushed back, so it does take 7 more damage.
Okay.
So how far would he get pushed back?
He didn't get pushed back at all.
No, but,
Okay. Alright.
So I roll the flaming sphere back at him.
Alright. He'll get hit, so roll your 2d6.
Yay! 9.
Okay.
And remember, DR does not protect from magical damage.
Right. I haven't been.
Okay. I think it would protect against the hitting the wall, though.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's bludgeoning, so it doesn't matter.
And I try to use one of my turn attempts.
Okay, go ahead.
So, 9 HD?
No.
Actually, 9 is, yeah, so no, I can't.
9 is a max issue?
I can't affect him?
Cool. He has 87,000 HD.
He might just have 10 HD.
Heronius!
It might be.
Fuck you, Heronius!
Okay. I mean, if you think about it, there were 10 hit dice of creatures in the room before.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So 87,000.
So 87,000. Alright.
Yeah.
Well, so he gets to go again.
Well, it's 10 to the 10th power
he's
because
the guy
they all came
just
together.
Hit him with the fire. So he's going to run at you. He is going to.
Remember, he is standing right next to us.
Is he standing? Oh, yeah, he didn't get. Oh, he gets a full attack. Hooray! So he's going to swing with two giant balls of halfling bones. The first one is a 25.
Are you hitting him?
Yeah, I think I was.
Mm-hmm.
So the second one is a 22.
Haha, I don't get hit by either of those. He wasn't attacking me.
Sweet. Both of them hit me.
Okay. Alright, so he strikes you. For 27 points of damage.
You die instantly, correct? 27 damage, Ransom?
27 damage. I don't die instantly.
Darn, so close. Using wands as a move action?
So it rattles at you.
I'm mostly using wands as a move action.
Are you going to cure light on it?
I could, but I was going to do it on him.
Alright.
I'm just going to energy push him again.
Okay. I'll make the reflex. And he fails it. So he's going to take 3d6, right?
Yeah.
Alright. So he takes 11 more points of damage, which brings it up to 48.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to make the strength check.
Cool.
He does not make it. And he takes an additional
3d6.
8. 13. Okay. He's looking pretty bad. Mason, do you want to make your flaming sphere?
I move my flaming sphere onto him.
He's fine.
Okay, I spend an inspiration point, leaving me with 2.
Alright.
To use my artistic piety for healing purposes.
Alright, go ahead.
I heal.
No, that's additional.
I get to heal 20 points. Intelligence modifier plus my factotum level times 2.
Alright.
And that's my last one of those.
Okay.
And yeah, and then I'm going to spend. Wait, yeah.
Isn't that?
Wouldn't there be a standard action?
That's a standard
action.
Yeah.
Alright. Well, and I'm spending either points to use my, you know, factotum dodge thing. Opportunistic dodge. Or not opportunistic dodge. Cutting defense.
Okay. Well, he's going to run at Cooper because Cooper just knocked him into a wall and it hurt.
Also the flaming steer. Did you?
Fizzles? Yeah, I did that.
How long does it last?
It lasts one round per level.
So 6 rounds.
Does a 14 hit you?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Anything above 12?
I forgot. Okay, he rolls slightly better than Snake Eyes. 10 points of damage as he bludgeons you with halfling.
I will negate 4 of that.
Okay. It is Cooper's turn again.
Guess what I'm gonna do.
Are you going to energy push him?
I am.
He makes the reflex save. He does not.
Okay.
And that's pushing back in the wall.
Okay.
It's 9, 8.
Eight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He makes a strength check.
Okay, so yeah, he's at the end.
Alright. Mason, get him. You better get him.
I'm spending my last point on, again, keep my dodge up.
Alright.
And I'm going to drop my knife, pull a crossbow out of my bag, and fire it at him.
And shoot the skeleton with the crossbow!
Do it.
I hate you!
No, seriously, I only have piercing and piercing when I throw.
You could hit it. You could headbutt it.
I could headbutt it.
It's DR bludgeoning, Mason. Also, did you roll for the flaming sphere?
Did you roll for the...
Yeah.
Did he make it?
Mm-hmm.
What is the DC you have, Mason?
19, I think he said. No, it should be lower 18. Than that. 2. It'd be 10 plus 2, which is 12, plus...
Plus caster level, which is 6.
Not caster level, no.
No, no. It's your
casting trait. Your casting ability score. So, at most, it would be plus 4 if you have 18 intelligence.
I have... Yeah, well, I actually have 20, because of my headband of intellect.
Yeah, I have 18.
No, because if that were true, then spell DCs would be retardedly strong. Like, if you cast sleep as a level 20 wizard, it would be impossible to resist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As they are now, spell DCs are usually pretty weak.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, so you go ahead and do damages.
I fire a crossbow at it. 22, does that hit it?
It's AC? Yes, it does.
Sweet!
Actually, that's why you target reflex saves, because they're almost always the weakest on a monster. It's very rare that a monster has a higher reflex than everything else.
So it's like a blank spider or something.
That's 9 with my crossbow.
Okay.
I assume it has DR5?
It might, I don't know. It's still standing. The bolt almost goes through, it knocks a couple rib cages out. Two.
Couple of rib cages.
Still standing. It's going to swing at... Let's go... Alright, it'll swing at Cooper.
Yay! Oh, wait, it took...
19 hits you. And is that a crit threat? No. Okay. So, 2 hits. How many hit points do you have, Cooper?
I am standing at 10.
Oh, good. 13. You take 25 points of damage?
I will spend power.
How many will you spend?
12.
12? Is that enough to negate all but one?
Yes.
Okay. It strikes you hard twice and you stare at it. It stares back. Your turn. Don't say it.
Energy push.
Go ahead. Let me see if he makes the save.
This is a reflex save for half. And that's 10. So he gets pushed back.
Fails.
He gets pushed back 15 feet.
Okay.
Into the flaming spear again.
He actually will succeed in.
Well, he does take 10 damage.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, he takes 10 damage.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes down.
Yeah, let's leave.
Yeah.
There's a big pile of bones in front of the door.
We leave.
All right. You walk through them. You're fine.
Oh, I'm also not at very many power points.
See. I do not believe you encounter anything if you beeline straight out there.
Yep.
Alright. So you make a beeline and you get out of the tomb. What do you do now?
I'm only doing 3D6. I should have more.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I should have 20 now.
Alright, so we're going to head back. So, hey, Cooper, let's pull him out of your bag, put his armor on, and we'll kind of just. Carry him back in, just kind of soldier style the rest of the way.
No, are you dumb? No, he's unconscious and dying. We need to get him to, like, a healer or something. Look, right. I know you don't have safety, you know, concerns in your workplace, but where I work, we wear hard hats, and if someone gets injured, we take him to the doctor.
God bless Stell, the city. Stell.
Stell.
Okay, yeah, we take him to a doctor. A spell right. doctor.
Spell.
You take him to the local church of Paylor, I guess. He says, oh my, is this... Who is this?
This is... What's his name again?
Bluff the cleric. Do it.
I honestly have no
Bluff
idea what his name
fucking
is.
Cleric. It's Glum!
Glum!
You fool.
Oh, okay. Wait, do your bluff.
I do have bluff. I totally know his name. His name is 34. Actually, it's 40.
All right.
Wait. Whatever. So after Mason says his lie, say, oh, yeah, Glum Southwell, that's it.
Oh my, what happened to him? He's barely breathing.
Yeah, we were adventuring or something because his parents told us to take him out for his birthday. Oh,
it looks like there's poison on his hands. Did you not wipe this off?
I have no idea. I work in construction,
I'm
sir.
I'm not a healer.
Your answer is I'm basically.
I'm not a healer.
Oh my goodness. Hold on. We will need to get several clerics over here. And they begin casting Restoration. So, they restore him. And he looks rather glum. He looks very frustrated.
Hey, Glum.
What?
You did
You're
well.
A big damn hero.
What?
We have the amulet.
You saved us all.
Oh, I'm so happy! Bluff.
You saved us all!
He is ready. No, this is a lie he is willing to believe.
What? No. Sure, whatever.
Yeah, I'm so happy. My body hurts everywhere.
That's because you're a man. A manly man.
And I suppose we will end it there. It did not go the way I expected it to.
How did you expect it to go?
I don't really know.
Was that the right amulet?
Yes, it was the right amulet.
Okay.
Out of character... Well, first let's talk about the session. It was pretty weak.
I enjoyed it a lot.
It was enjoyable. I had a good time playing and running it. But it was not a good session.
It was by far...
I disagree. I think it was a really good session.
It was a good session for 3.5 D&D.
Well, he came up with that in, like, what? An hour?
Yeah.
I thought about it on the way here, so, like... 2 hours.
Exactly.
I just thought about how could I make magic death hobos more interesting? Let's make it an escort mission.
I liked it.
Your escort is a friggin' idiot.
I liked it a lot.
And a weakling.
I don't know. I liked my character and I thought I played him pretty well.
Yeah.
I played my character.
Pushes shit around.
Yeah.
Blows it up.
I did not live up to the full potential of my character.
I hate you!
What the fuck, dude?
I roll 87 on my
Jesus check,
and I stab him 1,000 times with my sword!
I'm a factotum spy cook that uses the iJutsu.
At least my character makes fucking sense.
That made no fucking sense.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. You knew you were playing it. You didn't ask anybody. You didn't say... You said, hey, EI Jutsu is a really interesting mechanic, not, hey, I'm going to put EI Jutsu on my factotum halfling cook spy. Lel. I mean, there were other things you didn't go do in the...
Like what?
There was a room that would just collapse. You were correct in thinking that perhaps the entire tomb was not stable. There was the crematorium they chained up a troll in.
Sweet.
The family's basic goal was to get him killed. Because they didn't want to use that as their heir. They were going to pass it on to the next person.
My plan was to manipulate him.
Why didn't they just tell me to kill... I asked, hey, should we beat him with bats? No!
That would be dishonorable. Poison is much more honorable.
Much more honorable.
I could have just destroyed his body.
The skeletons could have destroyed his
body.
Anyway,
we should probably end the recording before we
get too shouty.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for listening to us. I love you.